If that guy goes down the road, down the freeway, and the front axle shaft breaks off, breaks his steering, and he crashes into a school bus, the school bus flips over and the children all die in the bus. Now, any lawyers out there listening? Who's going to get sued? You think all those parents from the children is going to say, oh, that's okay. No. What would you do if that was, if the kids in there was your children? The state authorized them to pass it, but they're supposed to go down the line and check everything. Now, the mechanics get paid $25 an hour. Okay? He's not going to take 1 hour to do it. To go down the line and check everything, it's going to take a little more than an hour. Now, the shop is not as stupid as the state and the city. They're not going to pay out of their pocket to check to make sure the car is safe. If $20 is what they're limited to collect for safety check, what will $20 cover? It covers just writing up the ticket. But how many cars out there don't have safety check? There's a lot. So, not enforced and not being checked right, what good is it? 40 states in America do not have safety check. I know a lot of people in Hawaii say, oh no, but we need it. For what? It's not being done right. Come on. Where's the common sense here? If it's not being done right, not being enforced, what are we doing? The fee to pay the administrative costs per year is around $1.3 million a year from Kauai to Big Island. Is that all worth it? It's out of the tax dollars. Nothing goes from the safety check collection of $20, nothing goes to the state or the city. Who in his right mind would do a business where he pays for all his workers and receive nothing back but gives out free services, free food, free whatever? How long you stay in business? Not long. This is election year, folks. Wake up. Before this beautiful state, Hawaii, goes bankrupt. These people who are running the state of Hawaii, I don't know how they do it. They spend money like there's no tomorrow. The rail is going to be astronomical. And this is just the beginning, and they're over budget. I went to the Ala Moana Kaka'ako Neighborhood Board meeting this week. And they're for the rail. I was looking at them thinking, what kind of idiots are these? Where do you think this money is going to come from? The politicians are going to tax more and more. Mark Takai is going to tax Social Security. Leave the seniors alone. What's the matter with these people? Leave the children and the seniors alone. But nope. They're going after them. State of Oregon does not have property tax for seniors. Now that's a good state. Maybe we all should move there. Anyway. That's just my take for the week of things being wasted and we need to tighten up. I'd like to see which politician will do that. That'll be the day. when I see a politician really cut back on stuff like that, it's when I see a flying Hawaiian donkey. Anyway, you should flush your brake fluid at least every 2 years, at least, if not every year. Moisture accumulates in the brake fluid and it weakens it. Your braking gradually goes away. That's why you don't notice it. Flush your brake fluid and use dot 4, not dot 3. Okay? And dot 3 Dean knows it because he used the wrong one. Tire life. The tire life, every day I'm seeing cars with tires too old. But people still run it. People don't value their life. They don't value anybody's life. You know, talking about that, Mario Yano came down the other day and he's driving down White Camilo and his truck, Mario's in the left lane, the middle lane, and his truck in the right lane, slightly ahead of him, with children in the back. Children, young children. They're not getting sighted. Takes a left turn right into the Chevron station there on White Camilo. Okay, who do we have on the line?
Speak of the devil, George.
Dot 3D.
Hey, George.
Wow. Unreal. Your ear got itchy, eh?
What?
Your ear got itchy, eh? That's talking about you.
Hey, unreal, you know, this week what I had experienced. I filled up just some straight gasoline. I cannot mention names. Almost 8 gallons, huh? Then that was Monday night, okay? Tuesday night when I'm driving home from the windward side, I wonder, how come? What's going on? This is supposed to be premium gas. Hey, my car sounds like it's knocking. Sure enough, the next day I drive to work, knocking like anything. So that's why I called you up. I said, well, George, I won't come 6 o'clock, okay? So you stay open now. Ooh, I come. George gone for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up having to run maybe 55% of an ethanol mixture just to get rid of that knocking.
Hmm.
55% ethanol.
Yeah, but Dean, no matter what you say, I say, Harvey Maeda and Kauai say, people don't listen.
Okay.
In fact, just yesterday, one guy's car just went to the junkyard. A Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
Motor oil, full metal.
Mm-hmm.
And he used the cheap gas.
Mm-hmm.
His engine was pounding to death going up and down the pulley.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has to go donate it to kidney fund or something like that and go look for another car. But people have too much money. That's why they don't care.
Well, you know, too, sometimes where I cannot blame them, too, is maybe their car don't pound as hard as my brand new 2013 Santa.
It does.
My car, the thing pound like
it does. Dean, it does. But people have the windows up with the AC on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hear it.
Well, you see, mine is the opposite. When the window's up, man, I can hear it. I can hear, like, as if somebody threw gravel in my engine or threw marbles in my engine.
You know, it's sad. And, you know, Donna Kim said that the way I test gasoline is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I got gasoline from Texas, Arizona, and California. Mm-hmm. All of them were Shell Premium. I wanted all the same brand so that when we test, we can compare.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We tested the gas all across those three states.
Mm-hmm.
The premium was 88.
Okay.
So I call up one of the guys and he said, well, Congress said they can lower the octane.
First it was the state, now it's Congress.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So where is our politician supposed to be? Isn't the politician supposed to be working for us?
Yeah, that's right.
But they think we're working for them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to hear. People ask these candidates running for office, do you work for the people or the people work for you? I'm positive that all of them think that we work for them.
Yeah. And even when you ask them the question, they promise you the world. When they get into office, all is forgotten that they even had the conversation with you.
Oh, yeah. That's normal.
Mm-hmm. But you see, the thing was, you know, for me, this engine not thing, I'm at my wit's end. I'm tired. If 24/7, that's all you, wouldn't you go crazy hearing all this kind of noises 24/7?
I don't know. I don't have that problem.
Yeah, well, I don't know because I put the ethanol. But I mean, just that when it happens, I mean, you wouldn't go crazy.
Well, think of Harvey Maeda in Kauai. Mm-hmm. He just called and said the highest octane they have on Kauai is 78.
Mm-hmm.
78 octane.
So, how can it even run on 86? So how do you expect to run 78?
I don't know. It's because the people of Hawaii don't make noise.
Yeah, well. They just take everything. So I wouldn't. I mean, that's my car. I can't be buying a car every other year.
But that's what everybody else is going to end up doing.
Yeah, I mean, if their engines, if there's not enough octane in the gas, engines go poop, and then that's it. Everybody says, hey, I'm not a rich man like some people, you know.
You don't see the car dealers squawking.
Yeah, because that's job security for them.
Yeah, exactly. It's sad.
It's sad.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks.
Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, we're going to go to a short station break, and you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101, and we'll be right back.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob? Are you there? Bob? Hey, Bob, wake up. Are you on? I guess not. Okay, so Bob probably fell asleep again. Anyway.
Well, we have Leonard from Pro City.
Hey, Leonard.
Hi, this is Leonard. I got a question about salvage title when you buy a car. What does that mean, salvage title?
You bought a salvage title car.
No, I didn't. I've seen it advertised on Craigslist, but I just wanted to know what it entails. I know it had to be in an accident. But
Yes, it was totaled in an accident. And it goes under the salvage vehicle. not recommended to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because salvage means what? Rubbish.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. If you buy it and somebody creams your car and totals you out, they pay you nothing.
The insurance, no?
Yeah, because why are they going to pay you any money for rubbish?
Well, let me ask you this question, George. About a couple months ago, somebody rear-ended me and dented the bumper. So the insurance put a new bumper on my car. Nothing else was damaged. So does that mean my car is going to be considered salvaged now?
No. The damage has to be over the cost of the vehicle.
I see.
Then it's considered salvage.
So then if you get one like that, that means it was pretty well banged up?
Okay. Yeah, but the insurance company pushed for that because they don't want to cover a car that is over the cost of what it's worth.
I see. Okay. And then one more last question. You know, on the Ford Rangers, I was thinking of getting one of those for my son. I was just wondering if there's anything to look out for on like a 2003, 2004 Ford Ranger.
A Ford Ranger? How old is the boy?
22.
No.
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 So no. No good.
No, not good.
What did you recommend for pickup?
A full-size pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How come?
Safety.
For safety?
Yeah, the young folks, they have no value on life.
I see.
They drive real low.
I see. Okay.
You know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
I see.
You know, a long, long time ago, a good friend of mine, I told him about that. And he let his son drive a Honda. This is on the mainland.
Uh-huh.
And the boy got killed, him and his girlfriend. Right just outside of Las Vegas. The boy got decapitated.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Yeah. So if he had listened, the boy would be alive today.
Yeah.
A lot of people question that. They say, well, how do you know? Well, you know what? The chances of you surviving in a little tin can versus a big tank. Well.
Yeah.
It's common sense, but people don't have it today.
Yeah. So all small cars, no good.
Not for young kids. No.
Well, thanks for the information, George.
You're welcome. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Rolling Bob online.
Hey Rolling Bob. Oh, you're a little late, huh?
You know.
Did you just wake up?
No, this is so strange. I'm talking to Chad. We're, you know, talking. I haven't talked to him in a while. And he says, hold on, you're going on the air. And that's all I hear. I'm like, hello. Oh, I'm only laughing because you know I spend a couple of minutes talking to myself before I realize you're not answering me.
That I know. I see you do that all the time.
But I was going to tell you that, you know, it's not so much that people treat their cars because they have a lot of money. I will give the car manufacturers this, and you've told me this, because of the computerized car. Even though the engine is like damaging itself, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the computer does everything it can to make the car run smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But so it can only cover so much.
Right. But even if it's running smooth, it's still damaging itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't feel it like you used to. And most people, it's not that they have money, because I've always said nobody walks in a store when there's a sale on and says, oh, never mind, I'll just pay full price because I have money and I don't need the sale price. So, you know, all they look at is my car is running good. I go in the gas station. Oh, wait, I could save 10 cents a gallon I'll buy this gas, and they don't feel the difference. No, I talked to people, and I said, write it down. Just keep a little piece of paper. I know for some of you that's a very foreign concept. Write your mileage down. Write how much gas you put in. The next time you fill up, try different gases and see which one works best for your car, and then stick with that one. It's, you know, like you said, it's a little effort, but most people are like, ah, that's okay. You know what? The one by my house, I fill it up, I use the regular, you know, I drive it, and now the new car, it tells me to change the oil, I change the oil. You know, everything's automatic. And because there's no service station, like you say, we tell people check it once, nobody checks. Then they drive it, and then it blows up, and then the way they make the cars, you can't fix it. So you got to buy a new car. Like you said, it's down to a science. 5 years, 6 years in, if your car doesn't get totaled. So, yeah, it's just an interesting thing. So I try to tell my friends, and I encourage people, listen to the show.
They don't listen.
And try it.
They won't listen.
Like you said, if you tried it, you would like it, you would always come back.
Only time people listen is at the funeral.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. Or when somebody's telling them something so unbelievable that they believe it.
They believe the phony stuff.
Yeah, that's what it means. Somebody's going to email you and say, oh, by the way, I got $25 million and I just, and my friend told me you're a nice person. So I want to give it to you. What? But they'll go, oh, do you think this is true? But if you say, don't put that type of gas in your car, don't use regular oil, use synthetic. I'm not believing that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Boy. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Don?
Hey, Charles, good afternoon.
How's it?
How's it? I got a question. I got a Mazda B4000 extra cab, but it's been in our garage for a while. The battery went dead, so I put a new battery inside, but then the engine light comes on intermittently. So I took it to the mechanic. He said he doesn't know if it's the injectors, the particular manifold. Can I add something to the gas if I clean the injectors, or he has to open the manifold and check the injectors?
I can hardly hear you.
I have a B4000 truck,
uh-huh.
Mazda, extra cab, but has problems with its engine light coming on.
Periodic. A check engine light?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the mechanic said he thinks it's the injectors. So
it's the what?
Injectors or whatever instead of...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What kind of gas?
My kid brother brought the truck. He's putting the inexpensive gas. And don't put the inexpensive, put the premium.
What brand of gas?
I think he was putting like 89.
What brand?
Oh, Aloha, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, the truck was sitting down for a while when he brought it back in our garage. So started up every so often, but the battery went dead. We put a new battery, then the engine light came on periodically. So you think it might be the injectors or something? Hard to say.
No, the injectors will not show a check engine light. It's something else. You need to have the computer scanned to pick up what is the problem.
Okay.
Majority of the problem that people are having for check engine light is the vapor recovery unit by the gas tank.
Okay.
That goes bad, and that's really expensive.
Uh-huh.
$800-$900.
Uh-huh.
And people, being that they don't have too much money, they don't have it replaced.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That vapor recovery unit.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you talked about check engine light. That's really good. Uh-huh. Because that vapor recovery unit is supposed to be environmental stuff to take out the gas vapors from the gas tank.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
But in doing so, it removes oxygen from the gas tank. When you remove oxygen from the gas tank, you can throw a match in there. It won't burn.
Right.
You need oxygen to make fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a safety feature.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have the money, so they don't change it. That's why I think you saw three car accidents in the recent past that caught fire. Because the vapor recovery unit was not replaced.
Right.
So when they get hit, the car catches fire and can even explode.
Right.
Years ago, there was a big accident on H1, H2, where two young people were racing, and they hit one of the trucks on the freeway, and the truck exploded, caught fire, and the car caught fire. It's because that company removed the vapor recovery unit, and that makes the vehicle really unsafe. So people, when you have check engine light coming on, find out what it is. If it is the vapor recovery unit, change it, because your life is worth more than $1,000.
Okay. I'll check into that, sir. Thank you.
Okay?
Right.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Is it break time?
To a break, I guess. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. Find my
409. If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you want to save on car care costs, I recommend changing your air filter to the K&N cold air package or the KNN air filter replacement. Both of them, you'll never have to buy another air filter again. They're good for life. You just clean them and put it back in. Use it again. Okay? But the best thing is, it increases gas mileage 2 to 3 miles more per gallon. Add it up in 1 year. It more than pays for the filter. A lot more. Okay? So, anyway, we have a documentary that came to us, and I think Wanda is going to read it out to you. So listen up, folks.
It's called Pump, documentary on oil monopoly to hit theaters in September. It's, I guess, in New York. Pump, the latest documentary feature film from Joshua Tickle and Rebecca Tickle, will be making its long-awaited premiere this September in specially selected theaters around the country. The initial presentations take place in New York on September 12, and it's narrated by a Jason Bateman. Pump is an aspiring, eye-opening documentary that tells the story of America's addiction to oil, from its corporate conspiracy beginnings to its current monopoly today, and explains clearly and simply how we can end it and finally win choice at the pump.
Good. There is this film. You got to get on a computer and try to... I was told it's on the computer too, but I tried to find it, but I couldn't find it.
I think it says you can get it on Amazon.com. So I'm not sure if, you know, how if you are some VIP or elite member on Amazon, you pay an extra fee that you get to watch certain movies or pay a fee and watch it on your TV. I think is there a pump, and there's also another one called Fuel?
Yeah. Yeah. Folks, you got to see it. You got to go look it up and see it.
And I think the Fuel one says it's 11 years in the making, and it's a personal in-depth journey of a filmmaker and that same guy, Josh Tickle, who's takes, I guess, on a fast-paced road trip into America's independence on foreign oil.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oil is not good. Oil is really bad for the health, bad for the earth, and bad for the environment. Everything bad. You know? But I can say this over and over and over, and people don't listen. People would rather listen to the bad stuff. They like the bad stuff. Good stuff, they don't like. You can pour ethanol into the ocean. The fish, crabs, everything don't die. You cannot do that with oil. Oil kills everything. So, anyway, those of you that can remember, way back, the gasoline, like in the 60s, you couldn't run regular. I mean, a lot of people did, but damaged the engine. When you use regular and go up the pulley or, you know, any mountain, the engine would knock, would have a pinging sound like marbles in a can. So everybody had to use premium. Well, I'm going to let you know. Premium's octane back then was between 100 and 104. Today, and the regular was 98. 98, not 92 now, 98. In 1975, they pulled that phony gas shortage and dropped the octane. They dropped it down to 92 for the premium. So how was the car able to run 92 back then? Because there were no computers. Okay? They added this chemical to the gas called MTBE. It's an anti-knock. Highly, highly cancerous. It took EPA 30 years to tell the public that MTBE is cancerous. So in 2005, they had to take that out and they had to put in another anti-knock. Well, people, why didn't they just bring it up to 104? Like the old days. Then no more pinging, no need anti-knock. Because they won't do that because you will get fantastic gas mileage. That's what it's about. Money. Okay? It's common sense, again. If you people out there listening owned the oil company, would you want me to have 30 miles a gallon on gas? No. How are you going to make money? See, I wish the politicians would think about that. Find a way to make money. Anyway, so they added ethanol. Ethanol was the cleanest anti-knock. Okay? But in Hawaii, only in Hawaii, they put up to 10% ethanol. Well, for your information, it was never 10%. I have never, ever tested it and found 10%. Highest I ever seen was 8. That was the highest, but that was accidental. Majority of the time is way below 6. 6% ethanol. So your car is banging itself to death. What can I say? Plus the octane is not what it is. You know? So, what can I say? People don't listen. You're just going to lose money. You're going to beat your engine to death. So, but anyway, I recommend rustproofing your new cars with an electronic rustproofing device. Harvey Maeda has it in Kauai. Harvey also has ethanol that nobody wants to use in Kauai. They would rather beat up their engines. Harvey's number is 651-2813, 651-2813, okay? Or you can call Nita's Auto Repair for the ethanol and the electronic rust proofing device. 847-5554. Okay, so, anyway. The headlights should be on. When it's a little dark, put on the headlights, folks. A lot of people cannot see your car coming. Okay, and they just walk out. So, turn on your headlights. In the morning when you're going to work and it's a little dark, turn on the headlights. No, it doesn't hurt your car to turn on the headlights. Just turn it on. So, people speeding around the corner will see your car coming. Okay? It's all for safety. A lot of people today drive not safe. But... Again, we got to try to get rid of safety check or make them do it right. You're not going to do it right. You're not going to enforce it. Then don't have it. Tires age. I just looked at a guy's tire this morning. It was way overdue. Tires have an age. There is a manufacturing date on the tire. There's an oval shape. With four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two number is the year. So, go look it up. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. I met your friend, Mr. Lawrence from Kaneohe, the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was at my friend's house. He lives right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see my friend, and he said, "Oh, I got to take my truck to Molokai. I got to get some ethanol." I said, "Oh, we know that word." So, yeah, I don't know if he came pick him up, but
he did.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He's talking about your car, your Chevy Tunnova, the Shenandoah.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the picture in your office, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That was your last rod.
Yep.
Must have won a lot of races, huh?
Well, a lot of people didn't know, but that car ran ethanol.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You know, I hardly went to the drag strip, you know. I was just lucky to go with some friends, you know, but I wish I did more.
You know what? People don't realize, even from back then, that fuel is power.
Right.
You know? And that's how these dragsters and funny cars go down a quarter mile in 3 seconds. It's because of the fuel.
Right.
You take away that fuel, no, forget it.
A lot of pinging.
You're not going to go anywhere.
Okay, can you get the pros and cons between a standard shift and automatic shift?
Well, standard shift, you got to shift it.
Right.
But the standard shift saves more gas.
Right, that's what I figure.
Yeah. Automatic, you don't have to shift it, but it's going to eat gas.
Okay.
As far as repair, if you shift the standard shift properly and not abuse it,
right,
it can outlive the automatic.
Okay.
Automatic is very expensive to rebuild.
The trans is more big.
But on the later models now, a lot of them cannot be rebuilt. You got to throw them away and buy a new one.
What?
Yeah.
You mean the automatic?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I prefer standard.
What about when your battery dies?
Oh, when your battery dies, yeah, you can kick start the standard shift.
Right.
Automatic. Forget it.
I know if you're stuck in traffic on an H1, you want the automatic, yeah?
Well, no. See, with this new technology that we have on clutches today, we can make a clutch that will grab harder than any clutch on the market today, but the pedal pressure, you can push your pedal with one finger.
Wow.
It's soft. We put in a few already, and the car owner get in and steps on a clutch. He's all thrown off because it's so soft. He has to get used to it. But it's soft. We can make it soft. That's the hard clutch. That's old technology. The new technology is soft.
Okay. Anything to save money too, if can.
Yeah. And it lasts long, you know.
All right.
Okay.
That's what I don't know, because I still got to get my vehicle, but I want to cruise in it like Wanda cruises in her Lexus. So. I'm not one maniac driver.
Well, main thing you use ethanol, because that engines are knocking out there.
I was wondering, you know, my Ford Ranger used to burn a lot of oil, but when I went to ethanol, I add less oil now.
Yeah, because the piston is not pounding in the cylinder.
Okay.
When the piston rattles in the cylinder, it pumps oil out the exhaust.
Ah, no wonder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ethanol's unreal.
It is.
Miracle.
Love it.
Right on.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Aloha.
Right.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 937-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Find my phone. Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, so, folks, because the safety check people don't check it right, when you take your car in for service, have the technician check it out. Make sure it's safe. Okay, we cannot depend on the safety check for doing the job right. So, take it on yourself. If you don't want to push your politicians to eliminate safety check, and you think that safety check is working, well, my advice to you, have the car checked, okay, when you bring it in for service. Okay, who's next?
We have Rich from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Rich.
How's it? I've been kind of catching on and off, and I heard you talking about, you know, testing the different shells and the octane and, what's in there and stuff. And I'm just wondering, is there a list anywhere of what stations are best, or could you say which ones are best or which ones are worst as far as, you know, ethanol and octane content?
Well, as far as ethanol content, they all don't have hardly any. But the highest octane right now on Oahu only, the Outer Islands is all 78. On Oahu, the highest is Shell at 84. The 92 is 84.
Okay. So. Shell then, okay. I just, because I don't always go to the same ones. You know, sometimes whatever's convenient. I go to, Costco because it's cheap or, whatever's. But Shell, huh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Jimmy from Mililani.
Who?
Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Anita. I used to have equipment, and I had two 5,000-gallon tanks in the ground, and they came and told me that I had to dig it up and put fiberglass because the tanks may leak in pollution. That's what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, that sounds okay. I asked him, where does oil come from? I thought oil come from the ground. So if the oil is from the ground, gee, how are you going to figure that one out? All these automobiles, they park all over the world or the country in a parking stalls underneath that nothing but oil on the ground. And I said, when rain, half of the asphalt is made of oil, and you can smell them. And I was saying, why you come pick on me for my little tank? Because oil no come from a mango tree.
Mm-hmm.
All come from the ground. And why don't you folks go clean up the road and clean up all the parking stalls in the house and the market? Nothing but oil on the ground. I think every car on the road, the law should say they should put a diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all the oil falling down all over the place. And he come to tell me about my little tank in the ground. That sure sounds stupid to me. Oil is all over the place, oil. That's why when rain, you see them flowing down on the water, on the road, going down the sewer or wherever the rain go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see them making the black top, I saw them making the black top with oil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not making it with something else. All I use oil or whatever. so oil is all over the place, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay. That makes sense. They're using blacktop made from oil. So why not use concrete for the street paving? There's no oil. So.
Because isn't it more expensive?
Well, I'm glad you said more expensive. Okay. This is what I tell my customers all the time. When they say, oh, it's more expensive for that. My answer to that is, how much is your health worth when you have cancer? How much is it worth when your family member is going to pass away because of cancer? Is it expensive? There's all the money in the world cannot buy a life. No. There's no such thing as expensive when it comes to life.
Well, you know, sometimes, like where there was a gas station, you cannot rebuild on that property.
Yes.
They condemn it or something.
Yes, because of contaminated soil.
So for how long does it stay that way?
10 years.
And in that 10 years, what's supposed to happen that will make it clear up?
Yeah, that's kind of silly because they're supposed to dig it all out and dispose of it someplace on the mainland. They have that choice, or they just air it out and leave it and let the rain wash it down into the drinking water.
So that's what most people do, let it sit
wash
for
down.
10
years. Yep. Which is, that's wrong too. Okay? And if you go look on the other subject of contaminating the ground, people, parts stores sell oil drain boxes for people to drain oil and change oil at home, put it in this box, and they dump it in the trash. That thing goes into the rubbish and goes to the landfill. But only in Hawaii is legal to sell oil drain boxes. Not on the mainland. On the mainland, it's illegal. You cannot sell oil drain boxes. So how come in the beautiful state of Hawaii, the most beautiful place in the world, it's allowed to contaminate the ground with oil? Does that make sense? As far as that gas station where he had to change his ground tank. Now, if, and that's the biggest American word, if it was all ethanol and no gasoline, no oil, he would not have to change his gas tanks in the ground. Because ethanol is natural. A lot of people say ethanol is no good, it eats rubber, it does this, it does that. That's all BS. Ethanol does not do that. They use ethanol in surgery. If ethanol ate rubber, plastic, and everything else that the small engine people are saying it does, how can you use it for surgery? Okay? Not only that, but how can women have it in their expensive face creams and put it on their face? The disinfectant hand thing where you see in restaurants and stuff, that's all ethanol. Vodka that a lot of people drink is ethanol. So, how can something that you can drink, something that they use in surgery and everything else, be bad and eat up rubber and plastic? It cannot. It's safe. Ethanol is the most safest fuel ever. That's why you need to see the documentary called Pump. P-U-M-P. Go look it up. Henry Ford, when he first made the first car, that ran on ethanol. So, it's all about money. Money destroys the earth. So, anyway, it's up to you, the people. Either do something or let it happen. Let it destroy the earth. Let it destroy the most beautiful place in the world, called Hawaii. I'd like to thank all my callers for calling in and making the show what it is, and sharing information is the best thing that can happen. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George.